John, good performance by the guys tonight. Crowd really behind us tonight, you think?
No, the crowd were brilliant tonight, and they stayed at the very end. You know, everybody was delighted. The players and the officials were delighted with the reaction from the crowd, you know.
Two cracking goals. The morale the team needed now to go on and take some more goals in the season?
Well, the goals that we scored tonight were, like, especially the first one, we've been working on this last couple of weeks on the set pieces, you know, and great delivery by Nathan, and a fantastic run by Chris, and a great powerful header to the back of the net, and Shane took his chance, you know, took his chance well. I know the ball bounced before him, and he got a good strong header over the goalkeeper, which is a tremendous finish, you know, the way the ball came to him, you know.
Great first league start for Ben McLaughlin tonight, you think?
Without a doubt, yeah. Ben was terrific. He was so composed. It was like an old head and young shoulders, you know. It was just fantastic. He was absolutely fantastic. And he's a credit to the work that the people have done with him down through the minor league and the representative teams. Then he's come up here playing under Alan and David and Martin's and mixed squad, you know. It's testament to the system now that is in the club, you know, bringing on the youth. And as I said before, that like his schoolboy league clubs, they have to take a lot of credit for his development as well, you know.
The fans certainly gave him a standing ovation, so clearly there's plenty of support out there for him.
Without a doubt, like, he's a young local lad, you know, and his family is steeped in soccer history, you know, his granddad and his dad, and now Ben, you know, third generation playing in Dundalk, you know.
Moving forward to next week's game, Sligo Rovers is a different game of football to UCD, do you think?
Totally different. Totally different. We'll be going over there. We'll have to be very well organised, and we'll have to have everybody available to us to do well over in Sligo. Sligo are a well organised team, oozing with talent, absolutely. You know, huge budget. You know, they were able to bring in a lot of players, and Ross Gaynor and Mark Quigley.
All right, and finally, referees made some poor decisions tonight, do you think?
Referee made some decisions that baffled me slightly, you know, but in fairness, he's only a young referee, he's only starting out as well, and like, he's going to make mistakes, and you know, he's going to get things right, he's going to get things wrong. That's football, isn't it?
Thanks very much, John.